So my name is Charles Hitchcock, but my friends all call me Chip, and I'm a biological photographer. I live in Tucson, Arizona, and I've worked in the life sciences, primarily in medicine and in scientific research at the University of Arizona as a photographer. So I started out as a medical photographer, and then I went into a research laboratory where I was a sort of a one-man photography graphics person. Starting many years ago when it was still processing film in the darkroom and making 8x10 prints under and larger. And so my photographic career has all been in the sciences or in medicine, but my personal interest has always been in natural history and sort of biological photography. So I've kind of blended the two, making my vocation, my work for the university and the med school, and my avocation doing fine art photography and biological photography of small animals, mostly insects, but also reptiles and amphibians. So I have done a lot of volunteer work with a local group called the Skyland Alliance, doing photography for them and participating in biological surveys in Sonora. And then I do fine art photography, primarily black and white, of small animals that I show. And so that's sort of blending my fine art interest and with my field interest as well. My interest in the 6 and 6 thing is just sort of an extension of my interest in doing biological photography and fine art photography. And it just sounded like a really amazing opportunity when I found out about it and was asked to submit some work and see if I could be selected to participate. I don't recall ever participating in an actual arts and science kind of project in the past. This is a new thing for me, where it's specifically designed for artists and scientists to work together and come up with some kind of cool product or project or finished artworks. Yeah, I have. I've been collaborating with scientists pretty much my whole career, but it's always been sort of the difference has been data versus decor kind of a thing. So my photography in the past has pretty much all been recording data or helping to explain or document things going on in a laboratory or in an experiment, as opposed to something that's kind of about science, but it has more of an aesthetic kind of expectation, I suppose, as opposed to a purely scientific documentary kind of expectation. I think that the value in having artists and scientists collaborate on some kind of project, and maybe in sort of a naive way, I feel it kind of helps give people another way of looking at or thinking about things, and maybe gives them another opportunity to see and understand things. In this particular instance, it would be some biological aspect of the Sonoran Desert, but I think it's just another way for fostering conversation or thought or interest in the natural world. Well, I think for something like this, for a combined art-science collaboration to be successful, both the artist and the scientist have to feel happy or pleased or satisfied with the result, that the artist finds an aesthetic satisfaction and the scientist finds a sort of scientific kind of satisfactions. And then hopefully then the audience, the people that this is geared to, which is the rest of the world, finds it engaging and thought-provoking and interesting. My partner is Mark Dimmitt, and he's a botanist. And so he and I have met and talked about some ideas. We haven't come up with any concrete ideas at this point, but it's definitely going to be botanical. So it'll be about plants in the Sonoran Desert. And we plan to sort of go out with the idea now is to go out possibly to Ironwood Park and sort of look at plants and talk about plants and do some photography and just kind of try some things and talk about some things and see what develops. It's a little bit difficult for us, perhaps, because Mark is not engaged in any current actual research about Sonoran Desert plants, even though he's got many years of experience working with them on his own and with his previous job at the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. So he doesn't have any actual research going on. So it'll be more of a, for us, it'll be more of a natural history kind of thing. So it'll be some kind of discussion or exploration of plants in the Sonoran Desert. And what exactly that'll look like, we don't know yet. It'll just have to develop as we go along. So Mark and I have been meeting primarily virtually, so exchanging emails and phone calls. And then I did spend a day going out to his, he has this amazing greenhouse compound, grows plants. And so I went out there and sort of walked around and looked over his compound and all the cool plants he was growing and talked about some ideas. But now the idea, now the thing is to go out in the field and actually start looking and working and thinking about actual subjects and ways to explore the plants. Ironwood Park is where we're thinking about going, just because it's a cool place, has some interesting plants, including ironwood trees, which are sort of an iconic species of the Sonoran Desert. And it's fairly close by. We can get there relatively easily. So it just part of it is convenience, and part of it is the fact that it has these wonderful plants, in particular ironwood trees. I think for me, maybe the only way really to make this work and to think about it is to actually be out looking at the plants and talking about them and just sort of interacting with them and interacting with Mark in the field. I think doing it in an abstract way, sitting in front of a computer, is not going to be very productive or certainly not as satisfying, because part of the cool thing about this is, you know, going out and being in the field, in the environment with the subject and looking at them and touching them and smelling them and photographing them and just interacting with them and interacting with each other. Mark and I have both been kind of pressed for time. So, and also both of us are not real, I don't know how to explain this, but not real dynamic. We're both pretty reserved. And so, and then both crunch for time. And so we both had a little bit of difficulty getting time together to get out into the field and stuff. And personally for me, I've just been busy. I've had a lot of exhibits that I've been involved in recently. And so I've been really sort of preoccupied with immediate deadlines and things. So not like today when I was supposed to talk to you, I was getting ready for this Tono Tool Park show. So those things are kind of coming to an end, and so I should have more time coming up. And then just, been kind of crappy weather. It's been winter, so, and since I'm a desert rat and Mark is a desert rat, it's, as far as we're concerned, it's not, you know, it's below 70. It's awful out, so we're waiting for the temperature to get nice, and we can go out and things will be growing and turning green, and so we can go out and look at stuff. Mark and I are both really interested in the Sonoran Desert. He, in a much more concrete way with plants, is a very direct attachment to the desert. Me, and just more of a abstract way, I suppose, to just loving growing up in the desert, loving the desert, and spending as much time out in it as I can. And so we both have that attachment, and then we both have thought that this project, the 6 and 6 project, would be cool. And so we have that in common as well. So we're working together, I guess, with those common threads, despite our sort of shyness or lack of communication skills or whatever. We still have a sort of a common theme and a common interest that attracts us to this. So at the very beginning, there was a list sent. So Ben and I believe Keith Mordekeen had sort of come up with the selected artist. And then I believe they also, the two of them also went over the scientists that they had contacted and that were interested in participating. And so there was then a list of the scientists. My recollection may be wrong here, but my recollection is that there was a list of the scientists sent out to all the artists. And so we were then with a little bio about each one. And so we could sort of read through those and see what kind of projects and people we might be interested in. And we picked maybe a first three choices. And so, I picked a few. Part of my concern was having time constraints. And so I tried to pick people that were working locally, so I wouldn't have to be traveling a lot more. And I just knew, and I also tried to pick things that kind of coincided with my previous artwork. So interest in reptiles and amphibians, interest in insects, interest in plants. And so one of the things with Mark was plants, and I had just started this new series of new body of work, a process called Lumen Prints. A lot of it is about plants. And so I thought it'd be something I could integrate with Mark. And so it was partially a concern of time and travel and partially wanting to pick a project that I felt would work well with what I was already sort of doing, what my artwork had been. In my artwork in the past, I pretty much just worked by myself. So I've just found things that I was interested in and went out and did stuff with them. So whether it was black and white photographs and sort of traditional silver gelatin darkroom prints or this new body of work that's of Lumen prints that are still silver gelatin prints but are done in a totally different and very experimental way. And it's always been personal projects that I've just done on my own. So this is different for me to have to actually work, not to have to actually work, that sounds bad, to actually be working with somebody on a combined project where it's not just about documenting data or documenting lab specimens or techniques, but to try and tell a story that's crafted together with the scientists. So for me, it's a new thing. Well, I've just learned more about how difficult it is for two shy, not very talkative guys to get together and talk about stuff and make plans about things that are not really concrete. So it's all a lot of sort of waving hands in the air and very, very abstract right now. So, and we haven't, you know, we haven't spent much of any time out in the field. So our progress is at this point is not real tremendous. So I can't say that we've learned a whole bunch at this point in the game, but we will, by the time we're done, I'm sure, learn a lot more about each other, but also I'm looking forward to learning more from Mark about the plants and sort of the stories that the plants have, either their individual life history stuff or insects or other kinds of sort of biodiversity stories that Mark can share. So, well, we can hope that that out in the field we'll be able to sort of be more at ease and more once we start refining the story and getting to actually look at the plants and things, I think we'll both become much more the project will be much more progressive. I don't know what to say. This all sounds so hokey when I listen to myself on the phone.
I don't know.
Well, I think participating in the 6 and 6 project will, I tend to be a pretty anal, pretty direct kind of person in my artwork. And so I think participating in the 6 and 6 project will loosen me up and make me think about things, the natural world, and ways of portraying, in this case, plants, in a different way, and a way of creating creating a new body of work that it'll be incorporating all of my skills and that I have and that I'm developing, and but telling a more maybe a more complete story. So rather than a body of work that's a bunch of individual pieces, it'll be the work, the body will be one piece with many pages in it. So it'll be a different thing for me. And it's all pretty exciting and kind of scary too at the same time, because we're making a commitment to do something, to produce a body of work that will be interesting and worthwhile, and will be on public display. So, it has to work. So, yeah, my whole career I've been working with scientists in the sciences, and it's been a very scientific kind of endeavor, recording data or illustrating data. And so this is sort of an opportunity, and my artwork at that time has been, even though it's been about the natural world, it's not been... I used a sort of metaphor of data versus decor kind of thing, and my artwork has been more about decor than data. And so this will be an opportunity to try and bring that more closely together, so that it'll be both data and decor. It'll be both a factual representation of the natural world, and it'll be something that'll have an aesthetic quality that's also successful. So the hope is it'll be successfully both as a scientific story illustration and as an aesthetic, purely visual, pleasing experience. The lumen prints I've been making are much more like that. They're basically a photogram of plants done in sunlight, and they have a very, very beautiful abstract kind of a quality to them. And for me, they've just been very exciting because they're so totally different from what I've ever done. And it's just been a very exciting thing to do. And so I'm hoping that I can do, I'm going to do more of those, but I'm just hoping that maybe I'll find a way to incorporate those into this project as well. It's an opportunity to blend those two things together, to blend from my experience as a biological scientific photographer and as an art photographer, a fine art photographer, to try and blend those two and kind of blur the lines, hopefully, and make it both a beautiful aesthetic experience as well as an interesting and informative educational or scientific experience as well. That's a good question. What would I like to communicate with other artists to think about things like these, about sort of collaborating with other, in this case it's scientists, but I suppose they could collaborate with other disciplines to come up with sort of cool new projects and interesting images that might allow them to blur the lines in their interest, whatever they are besides art. Well, I think the 6 and 6 project, the collaboration between art and science, is an amazing opportunity to try and help foster conversation, to increase awareness, understanding, interest in the Sonoran Desert and all the amazing things that it has to offer. Just sort of this beautiful, amazing place that I live in and most of the other members live in as well. It's a terrific opportunity for this group to share that experience of being in the desert and learning about and knowing about the desert.